Cajun is the Spanish term for casket. But we didn't.
What about coffin?
Could you yeah, coffin. Yeah. It would probably be a casket is probably a little bit nicer coffin.
I see. Coffin's out kind of grim.
No, it's just the way the material and stuff, you know, yeah. Socioeconomic gets. If it's metal, it'll probably always be called a casket.
And the ceremony for the dead person, you call that is?
Funeral.
And people who are dressed in black in a funeral, you say they're in?
Mourning.
Or say if somebody asks you just on an average day, well, how are you feeling? What would you probably say?
Fine.
Or how would you greet a person? You just happen to meet on the street, you know, somebody that you knew in the way of greeting them.
It's somebody that I knew, yeah. I'd just say, how you doing?
Would you say that to a complete stranger?
No, I'd probably just say howdy.
Howdy, yeah.
Hi.
Or say if a woman's children are out late and she's getting a little bit excited about it, the husband might say something like, well, they'll be home okay, just don't.
Fret.
Or another way of putting that, don't
worry.
People get older and begin to get stiff in their joints, they might say they've got a touch of
rheumatiz.
Anything else? Rheumatiz or
arthritis.
This disease that you don't hear too much about anymore, but you children used to die.
Polio?
Yeah. And what I'm thinking of, they used to get these sores in their throat.
Smallpox?
So that they couldn't swallow and choke to death.
Oh, the tetanus?
I don't know if that's the same thing.
Lockjaw?
Yeah. This begins with a D.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, yeah. You ever heard of any cases of that anymore? I don't.
Not a whole lot of things.
Have you ever heard of any disease which caused people's skin to turn yellow?
Yeah, jaundice, hepatitis.
And say if I was getting a very severe pain right around here, I might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
And if somebody, say, ate something that disagreed with them and it came back up, you so he had to
throw up, puke,
yeah.
Vomit.
Would any of those terms be considered possibly a little more crude than the others?
Yeah, puke was.
Puke, yeah. Oh. Vomit, puke, throw up, anything else besides that comes to mind?
No.
Upchuck?
No, no.
You ever heard somebody say yeah?
Ralph.
And what?
Ralph.
Ralph?
Yeah.
How about herb it up?
Yeah. That's crude.
Yeah. Could you say that for me?
What, herb?
Herb it up, yeah. Or, well, somebody like that, you say he's sick, where he's sick?
At his stomach. All
over. Terrible fever. Or say somebody, you know, you probably know people who like to be the bearers of bad tidings. You might say, well, you know, the neighbor of yours, she heard something. Well, she'd hardly gotten news when she came right over.
Here?
Or if she was going to inform you about it, she came right over to about it.
I don't know.
Just tell me about it.
Yeah, to tell. Mouth off.
Yeah. You know,
gossip.
Right. When we were learning grammar in high school, do you remember your English teacher always making the distinction between these helping verbs that you were supposed to use to indicate something in the future?
Yeah, has and have.
Yeah, that, or if you're talking about future time, you would say, I go in the morning.
I shall go.
Yeah, yeah. And any of the other persons you were supposed to use.
You will.
Yeah.
He or she will.
Yeah. Do you, as far as you know, do you make that kind of distinction, or what would you say?
Yeah, I do. In speech, I might forget, but always in writing, I do step with me.
You might just be likely to say, well,
I'd probably just say I'll do it just to keep from having to worry about it.
Yeah. Right. Or see,